Rex Burkhardt kind of sounds like a Brian Leonard, jack of all trades type guy.
Yes, he is. I mean, again, we add another really good football player to our room. The thing that's exciting that we're doing is, again, we're at this point in the time in the draft, you start looking for players that can really come and make a difference, you know, and still have a chance to compete and play. And obviously, this young man has done a great job at Nebraska. He's had some injuries early in his career, didn't play as much this past year, but has the characteristics that we're looking for. And again, another fine player that we're adding to the mix.
How about Hamilton?
Along the same lines, you know, we thought highly of Kobe coming off of the combine and watching game film, and when we talked about him, we had him high regard. We were happy to get him where he is. He's a fine player. He'll come and compete. He'll fit into our room. Work hard, play hard, do everything he can to make plays and help us win football games. And he's got that mentality. He's a great kid. He proved himself in the SEC this past season.
Sounds like he's a possession type guy, but was he able to do more this past season because of graduations and everything?
Yeah, they've had some very good receivers there in the past few years, and he sort of played some. He's played some throughout his career. This was his year to be the guy, and he had 90 catches and a bunch of yards and against very good competition, the best. You know, arguably the best competition there is.
Sounds like a lot of his is after the catch. Is that a big strength of his for Hamilton is after the catch, breaking tackles and be able to do things like that?
That's certainly part of his game, and he can stretch the field a little bit, and he'll go across the middle. He plays inside and outside. He's a good all-around wide receiver.
NFL.com kind of had a comparison to him to a guy who you already have on your roster, Mohamed Sanu. Is that accurate, or...?
There's some comparisons there. You know, I know Mo had 115 catches and Kobe had 90 catches this past season. So that's a lot of balls, you know, between the two of them. You know, when you're talking about those guys, they both know how to play the game. They both play hard. They both block. They both do all the things that help you win football games. And that's what attracted us to them.
Yeah, what was the attraction of Burkhead?
Well, again, when you look at him, he's a bigger body. You know, he's a guy that's 5'10 plus, 214 pounds. A guy who played at Nebraska, played on a real good conference with a real good program. And when you get to this point, as I said earlier in the draft, you start looking for guys that will really fit. And so we were very fortunate to get Gio where we got him. He was another really good football player that was sitting out there here in this round that we were able to get and put on our football team. And we obviously, as an organization, thought he was the best player sitting there. And we put our chips with him. And he's going to come in here and give us another playmaker on this football team.
Kind of strange on the times because just reading some of the descriptions, they say it's not the quickest guy, yet he had one of the top three cone times.
Right. Right. I think, as I stated earlier, I think he still has worked through some physical issues that he's had, and I think he's starting to really get himself back where he needs to be in football shape, you know, but he does. He has one of the fastest three cone times there is. When you watch him play, you can see that show up, the suddenness and quickness. I mean, to a man, I think everybody would always want faster, but you can't measure a guy's heart in the way they play the game, and a guy plays the game the way you're supposed to play it.
Biggest advantage too is it sounds like you guys have added two backs who are very good at catching a ball out of the backfield.
Absolutely, we were definitely wanting to improve in that area. Not that our guys can't. We just want to make sure that we put guys that have opportunity to be three down players if need to be. You know, I think that's very important as we continue to move forward with our offensive football team. We need to have guys that can catch the ball and catch the ball consistently, so that you get a chance to make a third down conversion.
Verbs of two picks that you guys got from the Patriots for Chad, you added receivers.
Coincidence.